Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Exurga Deus dissipentur de nemici eius, et fugiancio derunt eum a face eius. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered, and let all those who hate him flee from before his face. This is Caleb the Mechanic with Radio Free Catholic, with a breaking news story. There's a school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Looks to be, as of this recording, 20 dead, 18 children, and 2 adults. And I think it's time we actually talk about what the root cause is. Why this seems to be happening so very, very often. This is Caleb the Mechanic with Radio Free Catholic. Let's get started with a prayer. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Sancta Michael Arcangele, defende nos in proelio. Contra nequitiam et insidiasti, aboli est opraesidium. Imper et illi Deus, supplices deprecamur. Tuque princeps militae caelestis, Satanam aliosque spiritus malignos, qui ad perditionem animarum, pervegantur in mundo divina virtute, in infernum detrude. Amen. Cor Jesu sacratissimum, miserere nobis. Mater dolorosa, ora pro nobis. Sancti Iosef, ora pro nobis. Beatus Carolus et Domo Austriae, ora pro nobis. Domine ostende facem tuum, et salvi erimus. Ave Maria Purissima, Immaculata Conceptio Est. In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen. The news coverage in the more conservative news outlets, I think, was disappointing when it came to this story. It's a shame that politics involves so much of defending whatever your position is. And the conservative news outlets, obviously, the more conservative news outlets, the liberty-minded individuals, knew immediately, school shooting, this is going to be a gun control debate. Because the people in the leftist cathedral are quite predictable, in all honesty. Many people who I would assume are generally of goodwill talked about maybe trying to do something to put policies in place to harden targets in schools, so that this way, effectively, if someone goes in trying to start some stuff in a school, it's basically going to be a death sentence. To their credit, they're looking at it from a perspective. They're trying to find what might be the best way to protect our children, which is noble in and of itself. But they're failing to address the biggest issue. School shootings has been a... whether or not it's actually been ever increasing, most definitely can be said that it is an ever-increasing boogeyman, at least. But it's a boogeyman that we've been facing for going on 30 years. If not a little bit more than 30 years. And there are a couple of things that nobody's looking at that have trended alongside the ever-increasing streak of violence, particularly in areas where young people are involved. And it's not gun control, and it's not making sure that you have armed citizens at the schools. As a practical and pragmatic argument, those are, you know, topics to be discussed and debated, to a degree. There are some baseline principles that you can assume that make one side of the argument completely moot, and the other one worth discussing. But that's not the point of this. Honestly, it's not the point of this program. I'll touch on it, probably, but it's not the point of this particular episode to talk about it. What has increased alongside the streak of violence in this country and the propensity to continually to sensationalize violence . It's more than just mental health. We diminish it by saying it's a mental health problem, as though it's something, if we could just all, you know, think logically and see things for what they are and not suffer from delusion and all of those things, it's scratching at the issue while not touching the issue. You want to know what's followed alongside this devastating trend? It's a lack of faith. It's more than just a lack of faith. It is an antipathy towards faith. We're not just a godless society as a whole. If that were the case, if that were only the case, then it would not be quite so big a deal. As a whole, in collective, en masse as a society, we are anti-God. When you look at the political arena, the discussion on that so abominable of a concept called freedom of religion, is willing to open up the arena of ideas to anything as long as it's not Christianity. And even amidst Christianity, it's willing to open the door to anything so long as it's not Catholicism or even Orthodoxy. To our actual separated brethren, the Eastern Orthodox, the fact is that there's not a push to evangelization. It's hugely lacking from our Eastern brethren. And it's not a bad thing overall, because the Eastern churches are far more internally respective by their very nature. And this isn't a bad thing. But Christ said to go forth and preach the gospel, to go forth baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Or Holy Ghost, as your as you prefer in translation. And we're not doing that. We're not teaching that Western civilization is not built on Judeo-Christian values. Western civilization is built on the gospel. Yes. Our predecessors in the faith were given the law. But the law is not what saves souls. The gospel saves souls. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, truth made flesh, the Word made flesh, God manifested as a man. He brings the salvation. If you can find in any so-called faith around the world that message, that teaching, that catechesis, something other than the Catholic faith, if you can find that message, the call to embrace the cross of our Lord and Savior for the salvation of souls, because he did it first, because he loved us, not in that warm and fluffy feeling of, you know, ooh, I love you guys because you make me feel emotionally warm and fuzzy, but because he decided that as our creator, he wanted our greater good, what was good for us. And his will chose that good for us. That love, that perfect charity and grace and mercy, no one else has it. You're not going to find it in the Aztec pantheon. You're not going to find it in the pantheon of the ancient Greek gods. You're not going to find it in the pantheon of the Norse. You're not going to find it amidst anything in Hinduism, Buddhism, Confucianism, Mohammedanism, or even Judaism. Nothing like it. Truth is singular. Truth is unmoving and unchangeable. And in our society today, we prefer anything except the truth. And most especially, that truth which was made flesh. What has followed alongside? An antipathy for God has fallen alongside this ever-increasing, seemingly increasing. I don't have the data to confirm it. That's why I keep saying seemingly increasing. The news stories are certainly increasing because those in the leftist cathedral, that anti-cathedral, the anti-God cathedral, the inverted spires, those diabolically disoriented, obsessed souls, think if only they had control. If only they made the rules. If they made the rules, then all of this could go away. Which is a lie, because they know good and well, one, they don't care. If only they made the rules, then they could bring peace and order to our society. Never once looking around and realizing that it is their very rejection of the truth that has sown nothing but chaos and devastation, mayhem and destruction. And because they would live in anything except the truth, you can see it in the way they talk. You can see it in the things that they push. You can see it in their so-called solutions. The solutions that don't go to the motivations. The solutions that don't even approach that which is beyond substance in a human life. Whenever they regard the spiritual rather than something to be nurtured and formed and carefully composed, rather than something to be attended to, they see it as something to be abused, something to be neglected, something to be misused and destroyed. You want to know why we have an ever-increasing amount of violence across the nation, but in particular in our schools? Because in our schools is the one place that God is not allowed. In our public schools, it is the one place where God is rejected. God is mocked. God is a subject of condescension and contempt. You want to cut down on the violence? Start by cutting down on the violence against our souls. Start by making it the intent to bring our souls closer to the perfect healer. Not pushing him away. Not denigrating him as though he created us not fully formed at the beginning, but decided that his creation would be formed of sludge that would be slowly given form over supposedly millions and billions of years. A cycle of death and destruction. As though God had to learn, as though the immortal, omnipotent, almighty, all-knowing, all-seeing one needed practice. You want to cut back on the violence? Then we need to start encouraging our people to come to the cross. We need to start showing the people that the meaning for our existence is to know, love, and serve He who made us. To believe as an act of intellect and the will that he actually is perfect. He's not some child forming the universe out of Play-Doh, perfecting his craft over time. He was the master artisan from the start. And that everything that he created was perfect. And that it's not his flaw that causes death and decay. It's not his flaw that brought in entropy. It was the inherent flaw brought about by an original choice to say to God, no, I'm not going to do what you say. I'm not going to serve you. I'm instead going to listen to the serpent, who himself decided he was not going to serve you. Nobody has the fullness of truth like the Catholic faith, like the Catholic Church, the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Nobody has the fullness. You want to know why things are getting bad? Look at the church. Even those who swore to uphold the Catholic faith, even those who swore to pass on what was passed on to them, have decided they will not serve. And because they will not serve, we, at the bottom of that hierarchy, we get starved. We get starved of the truth. We get starved of the opportunity to fully, properly form our consciences. And it shows in the world. The solution will not be found in putting guns in schools. It will help, to be sure, but it will not be, but that is not the solution. No Christian of the Catholic faith would do such a thing as to walk into a school and assassinate 20 people. A thought like that never enters into the mind of a person who knows what direction their life is supposed to be pointed. These thoughts don't enter into the mind of Christians. Those thoughts, those impulses, that drive to cause death and mayhem, to wreak havoc among the most innocent, that only comes from those who, through lack of exposure or active rejection, refuse to follow the path laid out by God.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We cannot wonder for too long why someone who claims to be a Catholic, who opened up his speech in a manner that was most definitely, what's the best way to describe it? Heartfelt. He claimed to be Catholic. He started his speech, and initially it was heartfelt, and it looked like he was speaking from a place of personal pain. And then he shifted gears. But if you listen to the speech, you know the moment he shifted gears. It was the first time that he called out our Lord's name in vain. It was a good speech until his blasphemy. And then from that point, everything that came out of his mouth was evil. From that point, everything that followed was evil. So no, Joseph Robinette Biden is not Catholic. They may still let him into the church and they may still permit him to receive our Lord sacrilegiously, but he is not Catholic. And that's a fact. And if you voted for him, if you're looking at voting for him again, you're not Catholic either. If you're looking at what Archbishop Salvatore Cordiglione did earlier this week or last week, well, last week, when he barred Nancy Pelosi from receiving our Lord until she repent publicly, and then go to the sacrament of penance and be reconciled to the Lord. If you look at that and you say that was a political move trying to push against the values and the policies of the nation, yes, you are correct. It was a political move, but it is only a political move insofar that politics is an expression of your religion. Insofar that politics is an expression to what you believe that you owe God. Oh, it's political. I think we've forgotten that the word politics comes from public. Polite society means public society. Politics is literally the public, among the people. And your politics is an expression of what your duty to God is and how you fulfill those duties. And whether or not you fulfill those duties is an expression of whether or not you believe. What does it mean to take the Lord's name in vain? There was an excellent example in tonight's speech. It was an excellent example. It was mentioning, it was using the phrase, for God's sakes, without any connection to what was being pleaded for, mind you, for the people to do. Not the worst thing that you can say, certainly not a cursing expletive, bringing our Lord's name into it, but a vain and vapid use, failing to treat the name of God with respect, either calling out in supplication or calling out in thanksgiving and praise. And for those of you who haven't figured it out, that is exactly what it is. You use God's name in a manner that is neither calling out as a prayer, pleading with God for mercy or grace, or giving him thanks for his mercy and grace. It's pretty much the only two uses. And of course, instruction to teach the faith. But in public, there's only two proper uses of the name of God, of the word God, of the name Jesus Christ, of even calling out to the Holy Ghost. And I say in thanksgiving, folded into that would be, of course, in adoration. So the left comes out and they talk about we need more gun control. Some politician somewhere out there thought it would be a good idea to make the case that this school shooting is a reason why we need to open the borders. And to be perfectly blunt, the leftist cathedral and all of the worshipers at that black altar of the devil, all of those who turn their backs on God, turn away from God, reject God's place in our lives, reject Christ as King of the universe, and not just the universe, but King of every nation, King of every community, King of every family, King of every man, woman, and child. The rejection of Christ as King, those who reject Christ as King and turn instead not to the golden, holy, pure, white altar of our Lord, but instead turn to that black, fetid, inverted version of it. Why we listen to them? Why we bother giving them place is beyond me. And they prove it, because all of the people in that leftist cathedral, in that black pit, these are all of the same people who are screaming at the top of their lungs about a woman's right, well, when they actually say woman's, a birthing person's right to their own body, regarding as to whether or not they let God give them that new life. It's all of the same people on the same side of the argument who are willing to slaughter children on the altar of Moloch who are now screaming about gun control, who are now taking the most wretched advantage of such a tragedy. It's the same people. For those of you who think about gun control in abstract terms, let me put it in plain terms. The argument in favor of gun control is the argument in favor of you not being able to defend your family, your children, your home. The argument in favor of gun control is to take your capacity to protect that which God has given you in favor of somebody in some military, in what used to be the blue suits, but it is now, more often than not, militarized in the color of death. And relying upon them to protect you when it's not even in their charter to do so. The argument in favor of gun control is to take away your power to be the actual first responder to a threat.
And to show that we've completely lost the conversation, let me tell you what schools never, ever suffer mass shootings. Because it's certainly not the public schools. You know the schools that never, ever, ever have to worry about a mass shooting? It's called a homeschool. You want to solve the problem of school shootings? Break up the schools. So many of the teachers in those schools are so lost in the sauce, so stuck at the black altar of the leftist cathedral. For them, Christ is not king, and so their worldview is upside down and inside out. So maybe they shouldn't be given access to your kids in the first place. God gave you those kids. He didn't give those teachers those kids. He didn't give the police those kids. He gave you those kids. Those kids are your responsibility. You want to solve the problem? Get them out of those brainwashing, corrupting centers of operation. Get them away from the diabolical. Because in so doing, when you get them away from the diabolical and you teach them that Christ is king and you teach them the precepts that were handed down from Christ to the apostles and from the apostles down through the ages, you'll see a concurrent reduction in violence. You'll see a concurrent reduction in havoc and mayhem. Because the gospel starts first with the individual and works its way out through the entire family. And in so doing, that little bit of glorious leaven will leaven the whole loaf of humanity. It takes time. It takes perseverance. It takes commitment to the cross. It takes a willingness to sacrifice oneself. It takes a willingness to suffer as our Lord suffered. Because he showed the way. Because nowhere else in the history of the world was there a God-man who said to us directly, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not gun control. Not following the passions of lust, or envy, or greed, or pride. Not the New World Order, or the Novus Ordo. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. If we reestablish that fact in ourselves, and we bring that fact to light in the lives of those around us, God willing, if it takes root, then we ourselves can change the world simply by who we are, simply by our religion, by doing our duty in the eyes of, for the glory of, and with the grace of God. You want to solve the problem? That's how you solve the problem. You want to put an end to this mindless violence? Then we need to preach the gospel. No other force on earth, in heaven, or under the earth. None will bring us the peace that we're looking for. None other. We need to learn it. We need to conform our lives to it. And in so doing, all of it will change. Even if the violence be amidst and around us, even if it would strive to subsume us, we will never be subsumed. We will never be taken. Because we will fully understand that whatever happens in this world is fleeting. I pray that the children that were taken in today's massacre were baptized. I pray that they will be held innocent before the Lord. And I am confident that those who had not attained reason are in the presence of our Lord today, right now. Those who were baptized . They made it through this world without culpability for mortal sin. They're not at the age of reason. They're in our Lord's arms. And I pray for the ones who weren't. I pray that our Lord kept them from mortal sin. Young as they are, I can't see a reason why they would be. But those who were kept from mortal sin, who were baptized, who died today, they're in the arms of God. They were the ones who were lucky. And they are a reminder to all of us that we are not guaranteed one more day. Not one more minute. Not one more breath. Pray for the repose of the souls who were lost today.
Requiem aeternum dona eis Domine, et lux perpetua luceat. Requiescant in pace. Fidelium animae per misericordiam Dei requiescant in pace. Amen.
This is Caleb the Mechanic with Radio Free Catholic. May God bless you and the Virgin protect you. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.